Business Matters is brought to you by Print Supplies. Based in Frosses, Print Supplies has 21 years experience delivering managed print solutions that save you time and money. With remote monitoring and local hands-on support, they take the hassle out of printers and photocopiers. Email sales@printsupplies.ie to find out more.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. My focus of attention this week is a thriving glamping business in the heart of the West Donegal Gaeltacht. At the award-winning Glamping Rannafairsta, guests get the opportunity to stay in one of their luxury modern shepherd's huts. Located in a quiet, sheltered hollow, it really is a little piece of paradise. Well, coming up, we'll hear from Eileen Gallagher about how the business all began and how it's going from strength to strength. The lovely, cleverly designed huts have a lot more space than you would think. They're each equipped with modern amenities, and outside there is a hot tub, which is wood-fired. In essence, it all blends rustic charm with contemporary comforts. Well, after many years in London, Eileen and Michael came back to Ranafast and set up Glamping Rannafairsta, which has received some superb feedback. Indeed, it has a 4.9 out of 5 rating on Airbnb and is in the top 1% when it comes to reviews. Well, I recently paid a visit to Ranafast to find out more. Now I'm sitting comfortably with Eileen Gallagher in Glamping Rannafairsta. We are in one of the huts, and she's going to tell me all about her story and coming back here. And Eileen, I suppose just to give an outline of things, you'd been living in London for many years, and you've come back to Ranafast, strong roots here. So give us a little bit of the background.
Yeah, so grew up here and then always had an aspiration to return home. And so we'd made the big step 5 years ago, probably a combination of factors around the time of COVID, wanting to be closer to family, and then also that we had a small child. So we wanted to come back and, I suppose, give him the opportunity of the growing up that we had, which was full of fun and freedom. And so we decided to return home, and we also knew that we couldn't just be twiddling our thumbs, so we'd have to do something. And we're really passionate about Ranafast, and bringing people into the area is fantastic for lots of reasons. And so we decided that we'd open a small niche little glamping site with three lovely little shepherd huts, and that's what we did.
Now tell me, when you were in London, what was your background in terms of career and employment? Because this is obviously something quite different.
Oh yeah, no, it's very, very different. I was a CEO and a founding member of a medical communications company. Yeah, lots of hard work, lots of drive and passion, and a fantastic company that that I was part of. And yeah, so very different, but, you know, good.
The decision to come back here, did you always think of glamping, or did you look at a number of options? Because obviously when you came back here, you want to be creating some revenue.
I suppose we kind of thought glamping pretty much initially, not having a hospitality background or anything. But we did quite a lot of research, wanted to find the right product to put in place. And then when we happened upon these, we kind of knew this was the right thing for the area that we're in, for this specific location. We thought it was perfect. So it was really, yeah, it was glamping and then find the product. We believe we found it, and then create Glamping Rannafairsta from that.
So tell us about the area that we're in. We're not far from Crawley, great scenery, and we're in a little hollow here.
Yeah, so this is kind of a little hidden gem within Rannafast. Rannafast is obviously hugely rich in its heritage and its culture, with the famous writers and poets, the McGraney family. And also we have the Irish College. So that's a really busy time during the summer. Thousands of students coming into the Gaeltacht College. And then from a local amenities perspective, we're very well placed for some really good local pubs that serve great food, and also very close to the beaches, close to Errigal, and then Crawley Distillery, which is down the road, which is a fantastic, relatively new offering, but really successful and a real place that people enjoy going to as well. So really supporting the local businesses. We always try and encourage people to shop locally down in Annaghrill and go to the local places, get to the beaches, sign up for things like Carrickfinn water sports, you know, and really support each of the local companies around, because it's really, really good to do.
And you've just touched on it there, and there's probably a lot more going on here than many people realise.
Absolutely. You know, it's a thriving place. You know, there's great festivals going on in the local pubs. You've obviously got Leo's with all its traditional music and the fabulous Clubio evening, and Tessie's and Sharky's. You've got Paddy Oaks, that is constant, you know, entertainment there. Really great efforts to bring people to the community and provide fantastic festivals and opportunities just for great dining and everything else. So it's kind of all here. The beach is close by. You could spend days down there, the phenomenal beaches. We're very close to Carrickfinn, so very close to the airport as well. And, you know, the bigger towns of Dunloe, I mean, it's only a short drive away.
So this is a great place to base yourself, and you can go off and do something every day. I'm just looking out here. There's probably more trees in my vision here than there is in most parts of Ranafast, because it's a pretty windswept area. And yet you've got, because we're in this little hollow here and the trees and they break the wind, and it's a bit of a sun trap.
It really is. And it's also a real trap for nature. So in a positive way. So you could be sitting in here. We had an occasion just a few weeks ago. We had some people staying and we were waiting for people to arrive, and they were in the hot tub and sun was kind of starting to set. It was a lovely, lovely evening, and five deer came in and just walked around. Mm. And then whenever they left, like, you know, maybe not even five minutes later, away they went. And I said to the guys and the couple in the hot tub, I just said, oh yeah, they've turned up for their performance, you know. So it's just whatever might happen, and the fantastic bird watching. Get the hares during, you know, it's just a really great space to be in.
Now tell me, when you came back from London and you started to develop this, it didn't look like what I'm looking out today, because the grass has been cut. We've got lovely stones and paths, and you've got the lighting there, which I'm sure at night time is lovely. So what was here if we go back 5-6 years ago?
Well, it was, to be honest, it was impassable. Anytime we'd walk through it, we would fall. There were briars everywhere. Just kind of standard fields around the area where, I suppose, there's not as much animals around anymore. So it's kind of left to go back into the wild nature. But we always wanted to maintain, you know, the nature of it as well. So, yes, cultivate it, but keep it within, you know, the natural setting. So we didn't cut all the wind bushes back. We've retained the trees, but, you know, cut around them so that you can expose them and make them, you know, really stand out. So kind of working with nature rather than trying to bulldoze our way through. We also wanted the huts. We didn't want cars coming straight up to the huts. We wanted to be able to say, almost look like the huts were planted in. So that was all covered things back up after, you know, after ourselves, and bring it back to kind of the way it looked, but cleanly, cleanly, and that you can walk through and enjoy.
And how long did it take to develop to get the first hut in and open?
Well, once we started, because we had the huts delivered, and once we started, I suppose we were a good 6 months, I would say, maybe not even as long as that, but 5 or 6 months. And then we opened the doors in October 2023. Halloween is our opening time.
Your three shepherd huts, they really are fantastic. So I just want to give people a picture of what they're like. On the outside, you don't really realise just how big they are inside. Now, they came here on the back of a lorry, but you had your bespoke order in.
Yeah, so like I said, we went and did some fact finding. We looked at a lot of different options for the glamping houses. But this is what we kind of fell upon and what we loved. And then there was a few tweaks that we wanted to make, making sure it had an internal stove, different colours that we wanted on each of the huts. And then they were prepared and delivered to us.
Now, when you come in the door, there's a couple of steps up. You come in through the double doors, and then we've got the stove, we've got the chairs. And now tell us about the bed and the steps up.
So we have, each of them have a double bed, and then they have a single bunk above. So this accommodates two adults and one child. There's steps up to the single bunk, which is above the double bed.
And I'm sure a lot of people, when they come in, you know, their first reaction, you've probably seen it a lot of times, is there's a wow factor.
Absolutely. And I think that goes back to what we saw the first time we saw them. We love them. And like, our strapline is wonderful every stay. We want everybody to have that feeling the very first time they come. And that's why we kind of do all that hard work to make sure people have that feeling when they actually come in for the first time.
And I take it you must have looked at a lot of, be it online or in person, a lot of other alternatives to decide what you wanted.
Yeah, we did. We went to glamping shows, and we looked up various suppliers, and we went to visit them beforehand. We did a lot of homework to find what we wanted.
So this actual hut, it comes as a standard design with your own modifications.
Yeah, yeah. They were able to do that for us, and yeah, so we were very happy with that.
Beside the bed, we have here, opening up, we've got the toilet and lovely tiling. It's a very white, ceramic,
clean-looking
tile. And then the basin, there's a modernness here combined with the old school.
Yeah, it really plays well to the old-style shepherd huts, but it's really elevated, I would say. So you've ended up with all your amenities, but you still feels a little bit nostalgic still. Yeah.
And then there's that luxury feel, just looking at the towels folded, and we've got the diffuser and the flowers. So there's a homely element on it, and you've got the crest as well.
They're the dressing gowns. So, yeah, we provide dressing gowns to everybody, all branded. Yeah,
great.
Just that little bit touch, you know, always looking to kind of think, well, what would we like if we came to somewhere like this? And just having those things that you don't have to think about. It's fantastic.
And beside the bed, there's a little air heater for an added boost. And we have we have the logs and, of course, the stove. So when the stove is on, you know, I'm sure it gives out great heat.
So toasty. So we usually have, in the winter, we'd have the fire lit for people as they arrive. And we leave plenty of firewood. But in the morning, they might just want, you know, a little bit of heat. So that's why the heater's there. And then we provide kindling and, you know, fire lighters and a lighter, so people can light their own stove if they wish as well.
And then if we move over to the other side, now you can sit here, you can have your little breakfast bar. We've got the fridge, we've got the hob, the cooker, the basin. It's a very modern design, and that clean lines.
Yeah, everything's very, very practical as well. And we provide everything that you need. All your cooking appliances are there, all your knives and forks, your utensils, pots and pans, lots of glasses, champagne flutes, everything that you might need, toaster and kettle. And then we provide tea bags and coffee and sugar as well. So.
And then over here, of course, we have the shower. So again, a nice big door, and inside with the mirror and the modern shower. And then there's the window there with the bit of light. So you have everything that you need.
Yeah, and your mirrors so that you can check yourself out before you go out at night to all the local places. So, yeah.
Now, you also have a little bit of a theme for each of the different huts, because I see here in the wall, this says be happy. So tell me a little bit about this.
So, yeah, so we have three huts. We have the stag, the hare and the bee. And really, it just, I suppose, pays homage to what we have a lot around here. So we have lots of deer. We have all the loads of hares. And, yeah, and we have, thankfully, loads of bees as well. So we kind of just name them after what we see every day.
The people who are coming here and staying here, I suspect, are from all over the place. Where have people mainly been coming from?
Well, our very, very first booking, we just went live, and the following morning we had a booking, and that was from Australia. So that was our very first booking. Predominantly, we have loads of people from within Ireland, and we have lots from England, a bit South Africa and America, Brazil, all of Europe. I mean, this morning people were staying from Austria last night. So, yeah, we just feel like everywhere, you know, we have, you know, diverse clientele. Yeah. So it's good.
People perhaps feel that West Donegal, a lot of the time, it is very seasonal, the tourism, but this is something that is all year round. You've got, and there'll be people who'd probably love to come here as much in the colder winter months to get away from it all as the summer months.
Yeah, it absolutely lends itself to any time of the year. Since we've been opened, we've had three Christmases and we've had people in every Christmas day. We have people all through January and February, November, December. So it is a place that, like you say, people really enjoy getting away in the middle of winter. You've got the stove to keep you warm. They love going in the hot tub, you know, in the cold nights. I mean, they're from Scandinavia. They're used to the cold weather. And people just feel that heat when it's cold outside. There's something special about that.
And as you touched on earlier, you park your car, it's maybe 150 metres away. So it's nice that you're not going to be hearing cars coming and going. You've got that peacefulness about it. And then with the double glazing. And we'll just step out now and have a look at the hot tub. So I suspect this is one of the highlights, and it's a big selling point. A couple of steps up in, and nothing nicer than being in that warm water.
Absolutely. It's a really lovely experience. So, like you say, it's very easy accessible. There's a little place there for your wine, so you can sit back and relax. And they're all wood-fired, so we have them warmed for when people arrive. And then we'll go back and relight them. And then it's just a matter of maintaining the heat for as long as they wish to use it. So they could be in there all evening and just really enjoy the scenery and the beautiful sky and everything. So
we've come behind the hot tub here, and you can see how it all works, because there's a little stove. You put the wood in and it's creating the heat.
Just a small amount of wood to maintain that temperature within the hot tub. So, and then all the wood's provided and everything. So, yeah, people just enjoy that throughout the night.
So nice, so nice. You're listening to Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. I'm speaking with Eileen Gallagher of the award-winning Glamping Ranna Ferishta. Join us again after this short break.
Business Matters is proudly sponsored by Prince Supplies Frosses. With 21 years in business, Prince Supplies provides managed print solutions with local support and remote ink monitoring, saving your business time and money. Prince Supplies, your local printer and photocopier company.
Welcome back to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore, as I continue to find out more about Glamping Ranna Ferishta in West Donegal with Eileen Gallagher. Well, it's one thing setting up a business, then you need to let people know about it. You have to get the customers. And in something like this, I presume social media websites are very important to get the word out there. And you've been very successful.
Yeah, thankfully we have. We set up the website from the set off of the business, and then created a Facebook page. We're very lucky. We've got like 6,500 followers. So that kind of ramped up quite quickly. We do some Instagram and Facebook, and very little, but we should do more on the TikTok side of things. We appreciate that. But I think because we use Airbnb as well, we're, you know, a lot of people search through that, so we get a lot of business. And then a huge amount now of word of mouth. Obviously, we didn't get that at the beginning, but we often get people booking us because we've been recommended. And as we all know, business, that's the most powerful way to maintain and to build your business. So we're really grateful for that as well.
No, nothing like word to word, and no doubt there's testimonials out there. And the great thing
with YouTube and little clips, a lot of people, before they come here, they have a good idea of what to expect.
Yeah, they do. And we've been very lucky. It was one of our local neighbours, Cassie. She did some fantastic videos for us, and also Marie as well. And they really helped us promote and share what we have here. I think they're very powerful. But we still get people coming in and they say that the photos and the videos don't do it justice. And, you know, that's kind of really impressive as well, because we know that what we've got up is pretty, you know, I think it looks good anyway. But the fact that when people come here, they're still impressed when they actually step in and see it for themselves.
And we live in an age that a lot of people won't even go anywhere without looking at reviews via TripAdvisor or Airbnb. And in that sense, Airbnb, you have done incredibly well. You're in the top 1% in terms of reviews, is that right?
Yeah. So they have various standards like the Superhost and Guest Favourite, and then this top percentile. So for us, we've been Superhost within a very short time of opening, and then Guest Favourite as well, and then we're also in the top 1%. So it's really nice. It's a lovely accolade. When I kind of delve into what that actually means in real terms, it really means about consistency. It's consistency, really, I suppose. A reliability, what you get is what we sell, and that the welcome is good, the communication is good, cleanliness, all of those kind of key criteria. It's great recognition, and our reviews, you know, are outstanding. We are very, very lucky that our guests take the time to give those reviews as well, because there's no obligation to do so, but they do, and it, you know, we get bookings on the back of that, people saying that they've read the great reviews and they want to be there as well. So, yeah.
It really is luxury glamping. Now, there is a lot of hard work, so when guests go and you want to have it immaculate for the next couple who are coming in, so that obviously takes up a fair bit of time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it takes a lot of hard work to make it look easy, but it's a labour of love on many levels, you know. So, like I said to you, we want everybody to have that wow factor. So we'll go that extra mile to make sure everything is perfect. So whoever comes in, it's like the first time the hut's been used. So the cleanliness levels are really, really high, and making sure everything is perfect, having the stove on in the cold evenings, having the hot tub ready for people to use, all that kind of stuff. It does take the effort, but it's worth it because of the positivity that it generates as well.
When we're looking at the standards and the comfort and the quality of the accommodation, you are giving people exactly what you would like to get if you were going to a top-end glamping site.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's one of the drivers for us. Our bar would be, is this what we would want? And if the answer's yes, then that's great. And if the answer's no, then we have to, that's gone, and we step up. So we just want to make sure that we maintain that standard, that everybody has that luxury experience.
And since you opened, have you tweaked anything, or has everything pretty much been as you wanted it?
Everything's pretty much been as we wanted. We've learned along the way. We've learned how to maybe be a bit more efficient in, like, the way that we set up the hot tubs and things like that. So we've learned along the way, but we've never deviated from that high standard, and we started off high, and we've never deviated from that.
And you probably have a system in place now, and you tick all the boxes, so you have an order to do things.
Absolutely, you just got to get on with it. You're in, you get the changeovers done, and then you invite your next people through. So yeah.
And what about seasonality? Are there periods that are a little bit quieter?
Absolutely. You know, lots of the weekends would be busy, but midweek, you know, at certain times of the year would be less busy. But I think that's to be expected. I think, you know, we're grateful for the business that does come through the door at that time. And it could be, you know, it could be worse. So from that perspective, but what we've kind of, you know, we've made a decision to do is we price for the night, regardless of the time of year. So we're not dynamic in our pricing or anything. So we have that because we believe that what we offer is good value, and we think regardless of the time of year you come, then you're going to get a great kind of opportunity to be here because it is fantastic.
So it's a flat rate, and can people just book one night, or do you have to book a couple of nights, or again, does that depend on the time of year?
Depends on the time of year. So I suppose that's one way to address if when times are quieter, you would allow one night stays. And sometimes that would be just midweek or weekends as well. But during the high peak seasons, then it would be a minimum of two night booking generally. So, yeah.
And I'm sure the people who are staying here, you know, they get chatting with each other and some of them could end up best friends.
Potentially, potentially. I mean, the good thing about here is actually there's three huts, but they're incredibly private. So that's really down to people if they wish to make that kind of connection. But equally, some people come just to escape. And I think that opportunity escape is really well kind of met. And people, a lot of the reviews say that that's what they've done. They've really recharged and kind of just got away from, I don't know, the madness of work or the madness of day-to-day living. And I think that escapism is probably what most people are looking for, to be honest.
And what would you miss from London?
My friends. My friends primarily, although I do see them and speak to them all the time. What do I miss? Probably just shopping and things like that. Just the standard things. And then the opportunities, like, you know, going to the theatre and things like that. Just the variety of things. But we're quite lucky. We get back every now and again and we make the most of it when we do.
And your own downtime when you're not busy doing things here, how do you unwind yourself? What's your work-life balance?
Well, we have an 11-year-old son, so usually it's spent following him to Gaelic and soccer.
Mum's taxi.
Exactly. But to be honest, I absolutely love it. And catching up with my friends here, got a great bunch of friends. So, you know, really, yeah, just standard stuff, you know.
Donegal really has so much to offer, and leaps and bounds have been made in the whole tourism sector in terms of the offering, comparing now with 10, 20, 30 years ago. And this in itself is a fine example. And I'm sure you find when people come up here, particularly people coming to Donegal for the first time, they can be overawed. And it's no wonder many of them do start coming back.
I mean, Donegal really does have it all. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. Within a 15-mile radius of Glanpenrhyn and Fire Street, you can climb mountains, you can swim in the ocean, you can go to some of the best places to eat, you can have fantastic kind of opportunities for everything to do, great crack in the pubs, everything. So, yeah, I agree. It has changed, but it's really moved on with the times, and I think there's a huge amount of opportunity still as well, untapped opportunity. But I think people are doing more and more, and I think it's fantastic for the county.
So you mentioned that there's flat rate pricing. So it's €150 a night, which for luxury accommodation, it's very competitive.
Yeah, I think it is really competitive. It's fully inclusive price as well. So that includes the hot tub, all your wood, everything like that. So I think it's a good price.
And when you were fixing that price, was you have to take into account competition and hotels, and you know, there has to be a price point that's competitive that you know you're going to get within your own area.
Absolutely. I think, definitely from that perspective, you'd have to do that comparison. You also have to look at your own costs, what it takes, how much it costs to actually run the business. So you have to look at it from all aspects, and I think that helped us land at the right price.
And what about the challenges and the input costs, because everybody is suffering at the moment? You probably have to absorb a little bit of that.
Yeah, you definitely do, but we're very lucky in the respect that, I suppose, because we invested in what we did.
And the huts themselves, obviously, they're very well insulated, because we're sitting here and it's not the warmest day for May, it's a bit disappointing. But you can see just obviously with the sheeting and the way they've been built that they retain the heat.
Absolutely. I think that was one of the key factors when we was choosing. We wanted something that was robust. We know where we live. We know what the weather conditions are like. And something that can sustain itself during all different types of weather was very much a priority for us.
And you want the outside to be of the huts to be relatively maintenance-free. You don't want to be painting with creosote or something every year.
Absolutely not. And we actually just love the black tin. Mm. So the black tin on the outside, it's just so serviceable and it looks fab, you know. So it's kind of win-win all over with that.
And inside, like all the materials, the wooden floor, you know, looking at them, I mean, they're very hard wearing and these are going to stand the test of time. I mean, the investment's been made in a quality product.
Absolutely. We always wanted to go for that high, you know, luxury market to have that luxury offering. And like I always come back to, we want everybody to have that wonderful every stay. And I think if you come in and you see that people are invested in what they're providing, then it automatically makes you feel like happy that you made that decision. And so we really wanted to make sure that everything we got was kind of top quality, really.
When people come into the hut, there is some information here for them, things like the Wi-Fi code, because we all need Wi-Fi in this day and age, instructions on the basics of the, obviously, everything from the electric heater to the hairdryer, ironing, etc. And then you've got brochures and magazines about local attractions as well. And all the people who are involved in the tourism sector locally, I mean, you're all complementing each other and working with each other, and it's the rising tide rises all ships.
Absolutely, and that's it. We're all getting stronger together, and what we can offer to people that are coming to the area, if we're all kind of aligned and we have that attitude, then I think it's only good for everybody. The economic boost in the area, even from something like this, is pretty fantastic. You know, just using the local pubs and cafes and restaurants and the shops, you know, so it's a good thing.
And if people want to see the pictures, see the videos, tell me what's the website address?
It's www.glampingranafarishta.com, alternative glamping RNF.
And of course, if you just Google it as well, yeah, no doubt you'll get the links in there as well. And what do you say to people who've maybe never gone glamping? Because I'm sure there's quite a lot of people who, they might be used to their hotels and things, and they haven't made that little leap out. And for those people who do it the first time, I reckon a lot of them are very pleasantly surprised.
Absolutely. And we've had people that have come before with that kind of approach. And I think people are expecting it to be a tent in a field with a bed. I think that's very much the kind of introductory level of glamping, and we've elevated that somewhat here, as have others in the area. And so, yeah, I would say definitely give it a try. Definitely, you know, try it out, glamping around a forest. You'll definitely not be disappointed.
Well, my thanks to Eileen of Glamping Ranafarishta. Well, just before we finish up, congratulations go to Donegal woman Larissa Feeney of the chartered accountancy firm Kinnor, who was named as the CEO of the Year at the prestigious PwC Image Businesswoman of the Year Awards. A former president of the Donegal Women in Business Network, we have featured her on this show in the past. Likewise, congratulations to retired businessman Ben Sweeney, who was honoured at a special mayor's reception in Letterkenny recently in recognition of his outstanding contribution to business. And finally, a date for the diary. Letterkenny Chamber's President's Lunch will be held on Friday, June the 12th in the Radisson Blue Hotel in Letterkenny from 12 noon until 2:30 p.m. Chamber President Caroline Sweeney of Castlegrove House Hotel will highlight Donegal's successes in business and tourism and address what changes would help Donegal flourish in the coming years. Meanwhile, the keynote address will be by the Minister for Public Expenditure, Infrastructure, Public Service Reform and Digitalisation, Jack Chambers. More details are available by contacting the Chamber or just go to its social media platforms to book online. Well, that's it for another edition of Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. As always, I bid you farewell and wish you a healthy, happy and profitable week ahead. Until the next time, goodbye.
Business Matters is brought to you by Print Supplies. Based in Frosses, Print Supplies has 21 years experience delivering managed print solutions that save you time and money. With remote monitoring and local hands-on support, they take the hassle out of printers and photocopiers. Email sales at printsupplies.ie to find out more.